Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Independent ERP consultants aren't that common in the industry. So the question becomes, why would we need an independent ERP consulting firm, even if they're not that common? That's exactly what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting, and we're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And as I mentioned, we're an independent consulting firm. We help clients select and implement technology and go through their digital transformations, but we're not affiliated with any software vendor. We don't get commissions. We don't get kickbacks. We have no dog in the fight whenever a client's making decisions around their digital strategy. But the question becomes, why do we need an independent consulting firm? How could an independent consulting firm help? And how could an independent consulting firm be the key to success for a digital transformation? And that's what I want to talk about here today. Now, for more best practices and lessons from digital transformations as I go through this video, I also encourage you to download our Digital Transformation Report, which is an annual report we publish each year that highlights a number of benchmarks and best practices, lessons learned from digital transformations. And it also includes a number of independent and unbiased software reviews and rankings to help you understand what some of your options might be in the marketplace as you embark on your digital transformation. So I encourage you to download that via the links below, as well as other resources I've included in the description field below. First, it helps understand project bias and how bias influences digital transformations. And that's going to lead me to how independence and unbiased consulting and advice throughout your transformation can actually help. But first, let's start with the bias. What are those project biases that influence a project potentially in a negative way? First is during the evaluation process. As you're defining your digital strategy and evaluating potential options, you want to have someone who's unbiased and objective in helping you understand what your options are, understand what the pros and cons of each option are, and have a realistic understanding of what the implementation time and cost is going to look like. So during the evaluation phase, the strategy phase of transformation, independence, and having that independent advisor is extremely important. Without this independence, you're more likely to choose software that isn't the right fit for your organization, and you're also less likely to negotiate an arrangement that makes the most sense for you as a team. And it's not just selection where project bias becomes a problem. Even once you've selected the software you want, project bias continues to be a problem because now you have the dynamic of third parties trying to force you to use technology in ways that the software wasn't meant to be used. In other words, they're trying to expand the footprint of how much of your organization is using their technology, even if it's not the right fit for different parts of your organization. One of the biggest problems organizations have with digital transformation and the lack of business value that a lot of organizations get out of their transformations is that they overinvest in technology that they never use. They have shelfware, software that they bought but never implemented for whatever reason, largely because oftentimes that software wasn't a good fit, or they bought too much of the software in ways that they didn't need. So that bias in the industry can create that dynamic as well. And then when we get to implementation itself, when we're in the midst of an implementation going through the transformation, one of the biggest ways that bias can undermine the implementation is that there's a failure to recognize the project risks and the problems with the transformation. Anytime we're going down the path of a digital strategy and implementing new technologies, it's inevitable that there's going to be downside risks and problems and imperfections with that solution and with that roadmap. The key is to recognize what they are and to mitigate those risks as quickly as possible. But when you have biased parties involved in your implementation, ones that are more interested in self-interest and preserving their revenue stream and their software footprint, that's going to cause a dynamic of hiding and not recognizing or bringing to the forefront what some of those risks and problems are during the transformation. So these are just a few examples of how project bias can influence and undermine a digital transformation. So what I want to do now is talk about what you can be doing and how independent third parties can help you through each of the major phases of a transformation. When a company is in the digital strategy or the software selection phase of a project, they have a lot of options to choose from. There's a plethora of options out there. The industry is creating more options than ever. There's hundreds of different enterprise technologies available, so it can be hard and overwhelming to know which system is right for you. And when you don't have a good sense of what your options are and what some of the pros and cons are, and then you add to that a biased party that comes in to give you their advice, you're going to get an incomplete picture of what the best solution for your organization might be. So during the digital strategy and selection phase, independence can be a great way to decipher what's real and what's not. It can be a great way to uncover some of those blind spots in understanding what some of the different deficiencies are of different technologies and different options in the marketplace. Even, by the way, once you've selected the software, even once you know what the right software is for your organization, you still want to know what the deficiencies are, because there are inevitably going to be deficiencies and risks that you need to make sure you mitigate. So having an independent third-party advisor through the evaluation process can help in these ways, and it can also help you in the negotiation process too, to make sure that contractually and economically, you're not overpaying or getting backed into a corner in terms of the arrangement that you negotiate with your software vendor. And to have objective software negotiation advice is very powerful, because you have a third party now that's not negotiating against themselves. In other words, when that third party has nothing to gain by you underspending or overspending on technology, that's what you want. You want someone that's solely looking out for your best interest to ensure that you negotiate the best deal possible.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
During the implementation planning phase, that's another phase where independent ERP consultants can really help set you on a course for success in your digital transformation. What too often happens is that overzealous sales reps and software vendors come in with their overly optimistic view of how long a project is going to take. And the reason they do that is because they're trying to downplay any sort of risk, and they're sort of trying to show you a best case scenario of how you might deploy their technology. The problem here is that rarely does that ever happen. Rarely is it that those assumptions come true and materialize. More often than not, the implementation takes longer and costs more, because it's never as easy as you think. The other problem with relying too much on the vendor and their proposed plan is that their proposed plan is typically incomplete. They don't have all the pieces that are required for success during a digital transformation. Yes, they have one work stream. They have this software technology work stream, but typically those proposals don't adequately address organizational change management, process improvement, architecture, data and integration, the overall program management, just general internal decision-making. All those sorts of things take extra time and money, and when you rely solely on the software vendor's proposed project plan, you're going in with an unrealistic and a very biased view of what the implementation is really going to look like. So having an independent third party that knows what they're doing, that's very experienced in the space to help you, is one of the key ways to counter this bias. And during the implementation itself, once you've gotten through the evaluation and the implementation planning, as you're going through that actual implementation, that's where independence can also be of value to an organization. Just to give you a few examples, one is making sure that you're rationalizing the way that you're implementing, and you're implementing in a way that represents your best interest, not the vendor's interest. The vendor's self-interest is going to be to get you up and running and live on as much software as quickly as possible, which a lot of us want that for our own organizations too, but we're not going to do that at the expense of putting our organization at risk, or we shouldn't at least. So the key here is to have an objective, realistic view of what a real timeline looks like and a full understanding of all the different moving parts of the implementation, not just the software implementation itself, but the process improvement, the change management, some of the other things I mentioned in the previous segment of this video. The other reason independence is so important during implementation is because that independence and objectivity is going to help you focus on the things that are most likely to make your project successful. And the things most likely to make your project successful are the things that are unrelated to the software vendor and the work that they're doing. Typically, the things that make or break a project include things like organizational change management, effective program management and governance, overall ownership of the project, executive and internal alignment, re-engineering business processes, and having a business-focused approach to the transformation. Those are all things that generally are not in the purview of software vendors, but yet you need someone that can help advise you in those areas. And by having someone that's independent, that's really just representing you, the client, and the implementing organization, you're going to have a party now that is focused on the right things and the most important things. Not to say that they're going to then neglect the software piece of it. They're not, but they are certainly not going to neglect the critical success factors that are most important to your project. So these are just a few examples and ways that you can use independent ERP consultants to help you make your digital transformation more successful. The next question becomes, well, how do I choose the right independent consulting firm? I'll get the bias part out of the way and tell you that I think Third Stage Consulting is the best one for most organizations out there, but you need to really focus in on what your criteria are and evaluate your options that are out there. Some of the things I suggest looking at is, first and foremost, make sure with 100% certainty that the independent consulting firm that you're hiring or thinking about hiring is 100% technology agnostic, meaning that they don't get commissioned from software vendors. They don't have a practice that focuses on one type of technology. So that would rule out some of the big system integrators, for example, Deloitte, Accenture, KPMG, Capgemini. All those big system integrators have built their businesses largely on focusing practices on certain technologies. The minute you have a bench of resources that specialize in certain types of technology, that's creating bias within that consulting organization. The other thing, and this is a little bit trickier to overcome, is to make sure that you're really digging into the independent factor of commission and kickbacks. There are organizations out there, believe it or not, that say that they're independent and they say they're technology agnostic, but they have side deals, maybe through sister companies or other organizations, to receive commission. One thing we've done with our clients, just to put our money where our mouth is, to offer full refunds. If they ever find out that we are somehow affiliated with a software vendor, we would refund all the service fees that they ever paid us. That's one way you could protect against that, is ask them to put that in their contract, because if they're not comfortable with that in their contract, that means there might be some gray area that you don't know about, but you should know about. And then, of course, you want to make sure you've got an independent advisory firm that not just does selection, but also does implementation. The reason for that is because you need someone that can help you through the entire life cycle of digital strategy and software evaluation all the way through implementation and post-implementation. But you also want someone that can not only be that single partner all the way through and provide that continuity, but even having that hands-on experience with implementation reinforces that objectivity. Because, for example, our team implements a few dozen different types of ERP systems every year. And by having that hands-on experience, we have a better realistic objective understanding of what the strengths and weaknesses of those systems are. So that's another thing you want to look at, is just that breadth of understanding of different types of technology. And then finally, what methodologies and tool sets does the independent consulting firm bring to the table? Are they dependent on tribal knowledge and maybe some limited human knowledge of different systems, which can be limited and create biases in unintentional ways? Or do they have a broad enough team and a broad enough tool set, internal database of data that they capture, that makes them better at consulting and better at helping clients make decisions throughout the process? And then finally, a bonus thing I'll throw out here, especially if you're a larger or a multinational organization, is make sure your consulting partner that you're choosing, your independent consulting partner that you're choosing, has breadth of geographic experience. They have experience with your industry, they have experience across different geographies that you operate, and they've got boots in the ground throughout the world wherever you might be. That's something that we bring to the table at Third Stage, and we find that our clients value immensely. So if you're a multinational organization, you're looking for a global consulting team that's more than just a handful of people, you want to make sure that you've got that scale and geographic reach that can help you. So these are just a few things to think about as you're thinking about independence and how independent consultants can help you through your ERP implementation. But for more information and more best practices, I encourage you to download our annual digital transformation report. I've included links to that below. That includes a number of best practices, tips, lessons learned, independent software reviews, best practices with digital strategies and execution, all that sort of stuff, you can find in that paper that I wrote, which I've included links to below, along with other resources meant to help you through your transformation. So be sure to check out the description field in the video below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.